CNBC Markets Now is brought to you by TD Ameritrade, where smart investors get smarter.
Stock September slide accelerated Monday with turmoil in Chinese markets exacerbating concerns over cooling U.S. economic growth and a daunting set of policy uncertainties facing investors. The S&P 500 tumbled 1.7% on the day, its worst day since May, though a late bounce prevented an even steeper 2% drop and allowed the index to avoid, for now, its first 5% pullback from a record high since the fall of 2020. A distressed Chinese real estate conglomerate, China Evergrande, is facing possible default, driving a bout of risk aversion globally. Yet U.S. stocks were already unsteady in a two-week slide on a mix of seasonal pressures, slowing corporate profit growth, and concerns over a clogged fiscal policy pipeline and a standoff over raising the national debt ceiling. It all comes as the Federal Reserve prepares to meet and discuss when it might start dialing back its aggressive bond buying program. A thorny bundle of potential concerns, for sure. Yet on the charts, it appears so far as a stiff pullback and a long uptrend, taking the benchmark S&P 500 back to July levels, but leaving it ahead by 16% so far this year. With your CNBC Markets Now update, I'm Mike Santoli.